Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. Some of the most memorable moments in life are touched by mercy. Sometimes in a gratuitous, unexpected, and undeserved way, another person becomes the instrument of God's mercy for us. I'll never forget when that happened to me as a newly ordained priest. It was April 1997. I had just been a priest for 1 year. And had just put together my tax documents, because it was April after all, and was shocked to find that I owed $2,000 in taxes. You see, I had never earned enough money before to even pay taxes, so this came as quite a surprise. But now that I was a rich priest, I had to give my pound of flesh to the IRS. That April afternoon, Monsignor Hebert, my pastor, walked by my office and saw the alarmed and anxious look on my face, and he immediately surmised my predicament. He asked, "Well, John, how much do you owe?" I answered in a sheepish and small voice, "I owe $2,000. He smiled and said, "Don't worry, I'll help you pay it." I could have run up to him and kissed him, but I didn't. Now that I'm a pastor myself and I have my own associate priests, I make sure to avoid the associate priest during the month of April. So I don't have to give him $2,000. But you see, Monsignor Hebert was an instrument of God's mercy for me. And I'll never forget that moment. You know, there is no more eloquent exposition of mercy than in Shakespeare's play, The Merchant of Venice. A very wise woman named Portia explains what mercy is. She says, "The quality of mercy is not strained, It droppeth like the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes. 'Tis mightiest in the mightiest. It becomes the throned monarch better than his crown." She goes on, "Mercy is enthroned in the hearts of kings. It is an attribute of God himself. And earthly power doth then show likest gods when mercy seasons justice." Did you catch all that? In other words, the best kind of kings always season their justice with mercy. Just like we season our French fries with salt, both justice and French fries taste better when they are seasoned. By the way, that phrase, a pound of flesh, comes from this play of Shakespeare's. And Portia's plea was really to forgive and not demand the pound of flesh. Monsignor's mercy helped me escape from paying my own pound of flesh to the IRS. The most memorable moments in life are marked by mercy. In the gospel today, we see Jesus also seasoning justice with mercy. He comes upon a procession of mourners carrying a deceased young man to be buried. Then Jesus, suddenly moved with mercy, goes over to the coffin, touches the young man, and raises him to life. Now notice, no one asked Jesus for this miracle, not even the young man's mother. It was unexpected. It was undeserved. It was gratuitous. Portia's words shine out in Jesus' actions. The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth like the gentle rain from heaven. It is an attribute of God Himself. And how did the people react? We read. They glorified God, crying out, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited His people." Just like I was blessed by Monsignor Hebert's unsolicited and generous act of mercy and wanted to kiss him, so the widow and the people praise God for this miracle of mercy in the gospel. The most memorable moments are moments of mercy. This weekend, I don't know if you knew or not, but about 80 parishioners from Immaculate Conception Church sought God's mercy as well. Oh, they were not hoping for Monsignor Hebert to give them $2,000 or for Jesus to raise a man from the dead, although that would have been nice. Rather, they were seeking a plenary indulgence for their sins. What is a plenary indulgence? Well, when we sin, we not only need forgiveness, but we also need to do penance in order to balance the scales of justice. But this weekend, we walk through the holy door at Our Lady of Good Counsel in Little Rock. And like Portia, we ask God to season His justice with mercy and remove all the temporal punishments due to sin. In other words, a plenary indulgence is like a get-out-of-jail-free card, which gets us out of purgatory free. In Shakespearean language, a plenary indulgence asks God not to require His pound of flesh from us sinners. Of course, we should not only seek to receive mercy, we should also be eager to dole it out to others. My friends, look for moments that are unexpected, undeserved, and unsolicited, and season your own justice with mercy. Forgive someone who has hurt you, and don't hold a grudge. Forgive before they ask for the forgiveness. Leave a larger tip at the restaurant than you usually do. Visit your parents more often than just Thanksgiving and Christmas. Give a little more in the Sunday collection. You knew that one was coming. Help a perfect stranger who cannot pay you back. Adopt a child in a foreign country by supporting them financially. Do not demand that someone give you their pound of flesh that they legitimately owe you. Why? Well, because the quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth like the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes. A few years ago, Monsignor Hebert lavished his mercy upon me again. He invited me and another priest to travel with him to San Francisco, where we stayed in a very fancy hotel. We got to visit the wine country. He covered all our expenses. Monsignor Hebert showed me again a memorable act of mercy. It was undeserved. It was unexpected. It was unsolicited. It was gratuitous. Maybe this means I need to stop avoiding my associate priest in the month of April. Praised be Jesus Christ.